Minorities, women, and people with disabilities represent higher proportions of the intelligence community's workforce in 2015 than in previous years, but compared to the rest of the federal workforce, the IC is pretty far behind. That's according to the latest demographics report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. The report is unclassified for the first time. Rita Sampson is the Chief of Equal Employment Opportunity and Diversity at ODNI. Deborah Kircher is the Chief Human Capital Officer. They tell Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco why the IC decided to make that report public for the first time this year. The first voice you hear is Sampson's.
This is one of many reports we've conducted across the intelligence community, taking a look at ourselves on a few aspects of diversity. Whereas we define diversity very broadly, these reports traditionally cover women, minorities, and persons with disability in the intelligence community. And generally, these reports have been submitted to Congress, but not available to the general public. But we believe that in keeping with the principles of intelligence transparency, that it would be beneficial to be able to share this report with the general public. And so we created this report at the unclassified level this year, and we'll continue to do so. I think the report is pretty consistent with prior reports in the sense that we are making steady progress, gradual increases in representation with regard to minorities, women, and persons with disability in the intelligence community. And we continue to make that progress. However, we are challenged when you compare the intelligence community with the rest of the federal workforce and civilian labor force. You'll find that we have a ways to go, and that's in line with the efforts that we're undertaking with our five-year strategic plan beginning in 2015 through 2020. We're all, across all 17 elements, very much focused on broadening our diversity efforts, really focusing on our promotion, our career development, and really focused on inclusion as a part of how we conduct our business. It's essential for the intelligence community.
And can you talk a little bit about, you know, the progress that you have made in recent years? I mean, I know that anytime a government-wide diversity report comes out, there's an emphasis on the fact that you can't make huge leaps and bounds, you know, in 1 or 2 years. But can you talk about what that gradual progress has been like?
First of all, we have to go back to what the definition for of diversity is for us, because whereas we do measure minorities, women, persons with disability, we look at diversity very broadly. And so in that sense, having different perspectives is critical to the intelligence mission. So what we're looking for is that wide range of thinking, of creativity, and analysis that's required from our officers, having the different viewpoints. And the demographic diversity brings that viewpoint, certainly, as well as other aspects of diversity that each individual brings to the table. So when we're approaching the concept of diversity, we approach it in every way, both on the recruitment end and initial hiring end, career development, over the course of the investment that we make in officers. And the intelligence community is a unique mission. It requires each officer to have the highest security clearances possible and to have the ability to access national security information. So it's a very unique workforce, a very highly talented and skilled workforce, and our effort has to be in reaching into communities, reaching into places where we traditionally have not ventured to make sure that we are availing ourselves of the full talent pool that's out there. And one thing we've come to realize over the course of many years, and the research has shown that the more diverse a workforce is, you're going to have a competitive advantage over other industries. And so the intelligence community is in that competition for talent, and we want the best and the brightest, and we know that diversity is one way that we can avail ourselves of that, because people want to work in a diverse workforce, and we know that we have to have innovation and creativity, and so that's another reason that we have to have diversity. Now, you also asked about some of the things that the reports have shown, and I think that women, minorities, are not as strongly represented as we would like to see. And so persons with disabilities as well. And as Deb was saying, we are refocusing our efforts to make sure that we're trying new approaches. And the Director of National Intelligence has given us that charge to think very broadly, to move out in areas that we haven't moved out before. So it's the notion that we've got to do something differently. That's what we want to do.
And again, too, on that point, as far as what's different or changes in progress, so each IC element has its own recruiting strategy based on their mission requirements for that agency. But collaboratively, as an intelligence community, what we're trying to do is, again, we meet through the IC Recruiting Council, target those specific schools and those that have recognized programs in certain fields and those that work with those professional associations for those fields. For example, we attended career fairs, organizations such as the Society of Hispanic Professional Engineers, Society of Asian American Engineers. We also host two events a year for the IC to participate in. We're trying to increase and focus on our online presence. This is the first IC, the first was the IC Virtual Career Fair, and then we also have the IC Virtual IC Student Opportunities Fair. Again, the online presence is key because that's obviously key to the current workforce. And what each IC element is also doing is they're reaching out to schools that they necessarily would not be, that they're unable to visit and maybe recruit in person. This obviously is going to give them presence that they wouldn't have in the past. So, again, we're trying to look at how we can increase the online presence and reach out virtually.
You both touched on this a little bit, but as far as, you know, looking well into the future, your long-term strategy for recruiting a diverse workforce, can you expand on what that might look like for you all in the future? Rita?
We look at it at both the beginning and really focusing on how are we going to onboard new employees to make sure that when they hit the ground within the intelligence community, that they have a sense of belonging and inclusion. And so what we're working on are cultural modifications, if you will, and making sure that our leaders are educated, they're informed, they're welcoming, and that people are investing in the success of each individual officer who comes on board the intelligence community through our portals. And so we invest in our people, we encourage them to bring their whole selves to work, and we make sure that when they are here, that they see a range of career opportunities for their future. There are 17 different elements that make up the United States intelligence community. And within these elements are a range of opportunities that are here. And you can invest your long-term career and never get bored. And so those are the things that we tell people, that your education, your training, your experience, your background, your culture, all of these things are critical to how we need to do our business, how we advance national security. And so we want to make sure we're messaging that, we're communicating that through onboarding programs from the moment that a person enters the intelligence community all the way through their career development. One thing that we've really begun to focus on is competencies with regard to diversity. We want to make sure everyone understands that diversity really is critical. It's mission critical. And understanding what that means to create a diverse and inclusive workforce. So we've really focused on understanding unconscious bias that has become a part of the senior executive training requirements. We're looking at areas for building inclusion in a more formally trained approach. So cultural awareness and understanding, these are the things that we are actively discussing and promoting on a daily basis within the IC. So it's on all ends, making sure that people who first enter are welcome and everyone who's here is feeling the ability to succeed, to be promoted through the ranks, to be a part of the future leadership of the U.S. intelligence community. So that's really important to us.
Rita Sampson, Chief of Equal Employment Opportunity and Diversity, and Deborah Kircher, the Chief Human Capital Officer, both at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.